Our next module in our Clear Thinking course is called Attitude. This is the A in the acronym for Clear Thinking. In Proverbs 16 verse 9, it says, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." And from the heart of man, I believe this verse refers to your attitude that plans the way that you are going to do things. And God will establish your steps if your attitude is right. Like we've mentioned a few times before, that quote from Carly Fiorina in her book called Tough Choices. She says, "As human beings, we need both purpose to motivate us and confidence to move us forward. Both are necessary to gain self-respect and the respect of others." This motivation and confidence is the attitude that we need to have in order to create forward movement in our lives. John Maxwell says, "The greatest day in your life and mine is when we take total responsibility for our attitudes. That's the day we truly grow up." I really believe that. When you understand that you're responsible for your attitude, that is the day that you step into a place of maturity and your self-awareness becomes great. Henry Ford said, "Whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you are right." This means the meaning in your life and the significance that you live, the success that you gain towards that, will absolutely start with the way that you view the outcome of your situation even before you start. Now, you can learn from others by what they have achieved, but you can never buy someone else's experience. There's only one way to get experience, and that's by experiencing it. I always tell people that you cannot learn to swim online, and you cannot learn to ride a bicycle out of a book. Yes, you can learn certain skills by observing other people, but there's going to be a point where you fall. And it is in that point where you fall that your attitude will determine how high you will rise again. Your success in life can really be compared to an iceberg. The iceberg only has about 10% of its volume above water. The rest of that iceberg, the 90%, is the attitude that you have below the water. Your aptitude, in other words, your natural ability to do things and the success that you put towards it, is the 10% that is above the water. Now, during this module, we'll be looking at three things in particular. First of all, we'll be looking at your worldview, why that is important to have the right worldview. And then we'll be looking at past patterns. How do past patterns in your life influence your attitude and your behavior today? And then we'll be looking at motivation again. So let's jump into these three sections that we'll be having in this module. And let's trust God that your attitude will be real positive when we're done with this.